This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery is often misattributed to Oscar Wilde, much like the quotes on inspirational Marilyn Monroe memes. But its actual author is the little-known English writer Charles Caleb Colton, and his quip remains a frequently cited idiom in the Western world. And one would certainly be justified invoking it in reference to a slider chain founded in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1932 by Glenn Sherrill and his business partner, Roddy Davenport Jr. Sherrill was inspired to open their first restaurant after a scouting mission to the Chicago outlets of Midwest stalwart White Castle. Observing their success and knowing his own southern market was underserved in terms of quick-service burger shacks, Sherrill and Davenport, for lack of a better term, ripped off White Castle, making the backbone of their menu the familiar sliders with thin square patties, though with one small alteration, the addition of mustard. Originality aside, the formula was a success for a reason, and Sherrill and Davenport's eatery became the dominant slider chain in the American South. Davenport's wife, Mary McGee, came up with its name, meant to reference the pristine cleanliness of its kitchens and dining rooms, which at one point may have been true. As its geographical reach expanded, so did the menu with the addition of slider-sized chicken sandwiches and miniature hot dogs called pups, as well as sweet treats and later, breakfast. Today, the map of White Castle restaurants and the 360 locations of its southern mustard-enhanced clone is neatly split on the north-south sides of the Mason-Dixon line, much like the Carl's Jr. Hardee's divide that separates the western from the eastern United States. And while their product may be the Pepsi of sliders, ironic for a company headquartered in Atlanta, the home of Coca-Cola, it's also the oldest burger chain in the South. But does its meat beat its big brothers? We return to Oscar Wilde. While he may not have originated the phrase coined by Charles Caleb Colton, he did add a tag to it, a second half of the witticism that's generally omitted. It reads, in full, quote, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness." This week on Doughboys, Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present the HTL continues as we review Crystal. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, alongside my co-host, Boston Celtic Jason Adam, the Spoon Man Mike Mitchell.
It's fine.
That was from Jim in Albany. P.S. I have Mitch's shirt from the Boston show. Do you know what that's about?
Oh, no, I don't know what that's
about. Did you throw your shirt into the audience? Like a Tom Jones move?
No, I didn't. You were there for the show.
What does that mean?
I have Mitch's shirt from the Boston show.
Now it sounds like a hostage taking thing.
Why don't you email him back and say, what do you mean?
Okay, should I do it now?
I mean, it's a huge waste of time to hear you typing.
RoastSpoonMan@gmail.com if you have an insult or a cryptic remark about having something of one of ours. I chose that because as of this episode's release,
The NBA season has started.
How are you feeling about your Celtics?
I feel good about them.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your Lakers?
I feel pretty good.
God, I hate the Lakers.
Are we the low post now?
I think that, we're the low post now. I think the Clippers are going to be maybe better than the Lakers. What do you think about that?
We'll see.
I think the LA team is the Clippers.
It'll be an interesting intra-city rivalry.
All right. Howdy ho to Spoon Nation. Embarrassing in front of the guest. I maybe earned his respect over the last couple. Maybe not, but here's a little drop.
A little worm coward, man.
A worm coward man?
Yeah, you're a worm coward man. You heard me.
They call me Dr. Worm.
You're a fucking little worm. You hide in the dirt. And I dig up that dirt and I say, look me in the face, you fucking worm.
Again, I'm lost in your metaphor. I don't understand.
I live like a worm.
You're a coward.
How am I a coward?
I don't know. I love you.
Oh, that's a nice ending to that. Hi, Spoon Man. Attached to my first drop, I sprinkled a little horn section in for you and the double read. Is
that's nice.
He did himself? Thanks for so much enjoyment over the years. Also, I had tickets to see you guys in Cleveland with my girlfriend, but since you rescheduled, Bugmane is coming to the park across from my house, and I'm scared. Nangang. Hashtag Connor. No plugs. All right. Thanks, Connor.
What? I don't even remember that exchange. When did that happen? Was that recent?
I don't know.
Do you remember calling me a worm?
I mean, I no, not really, but you are one. I don't know. I don't remember anything anymore. This pug, it's my brain is melted. We're old.
I just have that coleslaw brain. It's just like, it's just slush.
You're going to, it feels very much like one of those, like a Dateline or something where you're going to have like slaw brain and you're going to strangle me or something.
But I feel not like even you're gonna, know why I did it.
Not know why I you do it. Or not. They're going to be like, you killed Mitch. And then you're going to be like, I did? And you're not going to remember killing me.
Who's Mitch? Mitch, let's introduce our guest.
Hey, if you had slaw brain, I'd be cracking your skull open right now.
I think you'd go near a vegetable.
Vegetable covered in mayo?
That's true. An actor. Our guest is an actor and comedian from Veep, Detroiters, and the upcoming film Ghost Draft with our own Mike Mitchell. Sam Richardson is here. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Very exciting to have Sam great. Here.
Very excited to be here.
What a thrill.
An A-plus guest. A lot of the times our guests are complete trash.
Stop throwing our other guests under the bus.
No, I require it. Tell me how lowly they are and how amazing and magnificent I am.
Oh, Nick, we've never addressed this before. Our intro music by Mike Cassidy has been changed for the ATL.
That's
episode.
Right. It's we get a little chopped and screwed.
Ooh, sounds like how you like your apples.
All right.
Yeah. Nick has fucked detailed. An apple before.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I had a suspicion. You got one of those, like, fucked an apple walks. You got from the hips.
You watch American Pie, and you're like, Jason Biggs, all these unnecessary steps.
Yeah, I know.
Go with
cut out
the
middleman. Yeah. Go to the source material. Core it, and then decor it.
Oh, God. What a freak you are, Nick.
We should mention once again that we are recording in your hotel room, and we are in Atlanta. The ATL continues. Sam, you've been spending some time in Atlanta. You're working on the same film with Mitch. How do you like the food here? And have you spent much time here previously?
I love the food here. I was here last year for a show I did with Adam Pally called Champagne Hill. That was fun. And I was here for a couple years before that. I've been out here a lot. I was here for a movie called Office Christmas Party, and here for a movie called Super Intelligence, and here for a bunch. So I know the ATL pretty well. This is Georgia, right?
Yeah.
No, I know Atlanta very well. But the food, honestly, I always is exactly the word for it. And I'm always like, all right, well, I'm gonna come out and do this movie, and I'm gonna come do this show, and I'm gonna make sure I have a TV star, a movie star body. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll just have a little bit of bread here, and steak, and go to the Optimist and
The rolls.
The rolls.
We went to the Optimist together, but you had been previously.
I had been previously, but it was on a prefix menu.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, Optimist is pretty good. But then when I was able to take the reins myself, good gracious.
It was really, really great.
Tell me about the Optimist. What is it?
It's a seafood. It's basically
seafood American. Seafood American restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know the word for it. Kind of a new wavy sort of like a.
Got it.
Like a fancy seafood restaurant, but also not like snooty.
Any memorable dishes there?
Many.
So many.
So many. The bread, first off, it's right off the bat they hit you that bread, and it's
the best bread.
The best bread.
Wait, what makes this bread so dynamite?
It's also, when did you become a fucking investigative journalist?
I'm curious. I don't know.
No, I can answer these questions. Don't worry. Thanks, Mitch, but I think I got this.
He doesn't believe that we went to the Optimus.
I know. He wants details. The rolls were like, imagine it was like crispy on the outside, but then 50% butter on the inside.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. And they're like kind of like, they're kind of like pretzel-y. They're kind of like pretzel rolls, like yeah. but
like a light pretzel
yes,
roll.
Yes, a light pretzel roll. Yeah,
and I mean I can hear your mouths watering from the other end of this podcast, and it's true. That's the right response. That's what we did.
People are commuting and working their office jobs and drooling all over the place.
They
right
sure
now.
Are. Just sorry about that accident. But
sorry about your keyboards and your steering wheels.
Sorry about that. But just get to the Optimus and try that bread. You'll know what I'm talking about.
I had a lobster roll. And it was very good.
I did too.
Yep.
I'm wondering now if that's like a thing, because there's this restaurant in LA, The Angler, which is fantastic. And it's originally from San Francisco, but it's also a seafood concept. They have just like they have amazing rolls there as well. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's like a thing of like some seafood restaurants are like, we got to have our rolls right.
Well, it must be.
Yeah,
it must be. Just the butter. The butter. I think because butter's used so much in seafood, you probably like learn a good butter bread ratio.
Right.
If you're running a seafood restaurant,
I want to go back for the rolls, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like the other food was fantastic too. We had some hush puppies that were great.
Hush puppies. Yeah. We had two different kinds of shrimp that were terrific.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. There was a It was like a lobster, or no, it was a crab. Sea crab soup.
Yep.
And it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it just, everything was great.
Everything was great.
Everything was good.
I lost my mind in there.
Wow. Yeah.
And guess what, Nick?
What?
You can't go.
Uh-huh. I'm not allowed?
I mean,
too much of a pessimist.
You could go tonight.
Tell me away the door.
You could go tonight if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Beyond Atlanta, you're originally from Detroit. You grew up in that area.
Yes, I did.
I want to talk a little bit about Detroit style pizza. We can talk in general about Detroit, but this is a thing we've discussed with some
previous
guests.
I told Nick about Buddy's. You didn't.
Yeah,
even know.
Yeah, I know. I've never been to Buddy's. I'm excited. I'm interested in Buddy's.
It's the best pizza on earth.
Wow.
I like that. I like that you have that strong. I like that you were like Buddy's. Like you were like Detroit pizza. Better than all Chicago pizza.
I agree. I mean, I agree with myself, I guess I'm saying. it's highly controversial. Everything I say is highly controversial because I'm a shock jock.
Yeah.
So are we.
Women are funny. Whoa.
My turn. Come.
Whoa. Is that C-O-M-E?
C-O-M-E.
Yeah. But Chicago pizza's trash. There it is.
Wow.
It really is. It's just lasagna.
Right.
Chicago pizza is lasagna, and it's like a mess to eat. It's not pizza.
I love all pizza, and I do. I agree with you that it is just a separate. If I want pizza and I get a deep dish, I'm like, well, that's a monkey's paw wish.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
That's not like if I was like, I wish for pizza, and then I was like, here's a deep dish Chicago pizza. I'm like, okay, you didn't.
Like, well,
you kind of.
I get this is my more wishes then. That's how you trick the genie.
Right.
Pequod's. I love it. I love Pequod's. It was very good. And
that was where we went in Chicago.
Yeah.
One of the spots we went to.
I mean, it was very good. It's just, it's different. I know that Chicago people get really upset about this when people compare, but like it is different. Relax, Chicagoans. It's a different thing.
And you know. You're just being proud.
Yeah, yeah.
I've met some Chicago pizza skeptics from Chicago. Some people are like I grew up with Chicago pizza and it sucks. Or like I don't like it. Wow. I am okay with it. I've had some good Chicago pizzas, but it has always ruined my night and then the subsequent day.
Yeah.
It's like it's a brutal meal to eat and digest.
It really is. I mean, maybe I came in hot with the word trash, but I meant not good. You know? It's I've enjoyed some Chicago pizza. I lived in Chicago for like 5 years.
Right.
You know, I've enjoyed some Lou Malnati's.
But Buddy's
it's the best pizza in the world.
Okay.
You know, so many pizza companies, huge pizza companies, are from Detroit.
Yeah.
Little Caesars is the one I know about.
Little Caesars, I do believe Domino's was originally like a
the Michigan area. Yeah,
Michigan
yeah.
area. Yeah. yeah. You know, so we know how to do pizza. Like, and I'd say Little Caesars is like the best like fast food pizza out there.
Oh, I agree.
Hands down.
Well, I think like in terms of if we're talking about like that sort of fast food, I mean, just like the hot and ready is just mm-hmm. the fact that it's hot and ready and it's so cheap. The fact mm-hmm. that you can feed a family for $5 is like pretty crazy.
Yep.
Feed a family or one fat man.
Why'd you look at me? Piece of shit.
No, I was thinking of myself.
All right, good. Yeah, you're fat.
He
now,
also
by the way.
Whispered the word Mitch.
Bitch.
He put his hand over the microphone and said it. And stared daggers into him. I was uncomfortable. I still felt I just had to say something. I'm so sorry.
But Little Caesars is it's good, and I think like you know it's kind of its own category. I mean, it's yes. kind of there with like Costco or even 7-Eleven of just like it's a ugh. Super cheap
well,
pizza.
Hey, no.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's. No. I'm saying in terms of price. I'm not saying in terms
but,
of.
But,
quality.
But exactly that.
Yeah.
So the price, mm-hmm. let the price not forget who the person, like if you have a president, what am I doing already? If you have a president who can also play basketball, mm-hmm. that doesn't put him in the category of basketball players.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I agree
you know what
that.
I mean? He is still commander in chief.
I thought I always considered when I listened to my favorite basketball players, Barack was one of my favorites.
Yeah. You're right. He's one of mine. He's one of mine. I found that analogy in the middle of it.
It works.
It does work. I'm proud of it, actually.
We might have a President Shaq in a few years. Who knows?
But you see what I'm saying? Like, Shaq couldn't be a president.
Oh, right.
Because he wasn't born in the United States. He was born on the planet Shaq.
Free healthcare.
Free healthcare.
Free healthcare for everyone.
Where I come from, free healthcare is not even a question.
You said Shaq couldn't be president, and I instinctively just said right, but I didn't realize why.
he said right so quick.
Speaking of Shaq,
yeah.
There's a Papa John's nearby that has a Shaq tag on it. It says Shaquille O'Neal on it, and the number, we drove by it,
yep,
is like... Basically, 555 Shaq.
Right.
I mean, that's not the right number, of course. I used a movie number, but but Shaq is the last four digits of the phone number, which is amazing.
Because mm-hmm. you know, Shaq is like a proprietor now.
He's
part of their brand.
He basically mm-hmm. got into, and we were saying this. It should be Papa Shaq's.
It should be Papa Shaq's. Yeah,
and also like I think there was like what like a brand rehab. They're like, let's forget about. The dude, but then they put the dude in the commercial. I was like, well, then you haven't forgotten about him completely.
You gotta get rid of John.
You gotta get rid of John.
He's still in like the name of the company and then like the logo. He's still like such a big part of it.
Yeah, he's back there spinning them pizzas.
Get him out of there, Papa Shaq. It's mine now.
It's mine now. Sit down.
Get rid of fucking.
You can't do it. It's like if Jack from Jack in the Box had like flown in the Lolita Express. You can't just keep the company name Jack in the Box. Now I'm wondering.
What do you know?
It's possible.
How many question is, how many times did you see Jack from Jack in the Box on the Lolita Express?
It was me, Jack, the Burger King King.
I knew it.
Matt Groening.
Did you massage his feet?
Yeah, I mean, I washed him first.
God, I can
see.
How
many big-headed burger joint like mascots are there?
Well, there's the Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese. That's two in
Mayor
McDonald's
McCheese,
alone.
Yeah.
I mean, Grimace is like whole. I feel like his head is proportional to his large body.
Yeah, or maybe it's the whole thing is his head.
Sure, you know? It could be
because there's no neck.
Yeah, I don't know what his anatomy is exactly.
Yeah, like what's the skeleton of him look like?
I feel for Grimace because I also have no neck.
Oftentimes you're purple too.
It's blood issue.
Yeah,
Sam will just slap me on the side, and also, but the blood will start. Flowing right before a scene starts happening.
There you go, bud.
Weiger, I got the mental image of you sucking on Jack from Jack in the Box nose.
Jesus Christ.
On the Lolita Express. Why would I say that? Because it was in my mind.
Yeah, that's
disgusting.
All right. That's one reason.
Oh, shit. You sung. Uh-oh.
What happened? What's happening? Mitch is looking at his phone right now.
No, it's fine. It's
frantically
fine.
Looking at his phone.
It's got an Amber Alert.
It's fine. The Amber Alert is coming from inside my room.
Oh, my God.
I kidnapped you song.
Another one solved. Good job, guys.
No, it's fine. There was a pie emergency for a minute there. Oh,
yeah.
There's a pie coming.
There Whoa. Was a pie emergency. As if...
A pie is coming to us, and I was nervous that it was here, but it's not here. It's still a ways off. Anyways, moving on.
That feels
no, let's
like...
go back into it. Yeah. What kind of pie? No.
A peach pie is coming.
Yes.
Georgia.
Wait, well, how did we get onto the thing of the mascots?
Papa John's.
We were talking about Papa John's.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
yeah.
should be Papa
Shacks.
It should be Papa Shacks. It should be Papa Shacks.
But Buddy's Pizza, I'm curious a little bit because I've never had it. And
well,
I never
here's
even
my
looked
thing.
At it.
I was going to throw back at you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are some people not going to consider Buddy's Pizza pizza? Are they going to think that's too deep to be
incorrect?
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree with you. I'm just throwing.
I think New York style pizza being a specific style of pizza,
uh-huh.
so flat, it's flat beyond pizza recognition. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Like, so if that's the basis that you're basing on, like what the width of or the depth of pizza should be, uh-huh. you're automatically wrong. And then, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you, there's angry podcast people who specifically don't like that Chicago pizza is lasagna. They hate when people say it's like lasagna.
It's lasagna. Any pizza that you have to eat with a fork is right. lasagna.
I love it. I mean,
if you can't fold a pizza slice in half, it's lasagna.
There's Chicagoans right now whose their blood is boiling as they eat their pizza with a knife and fork.
Let them boil.
It sounded like you were going into like a Jeff Foxworthy routine.
If you can't fold your pizza in half, you got yourself a lasagna.
If
you have pepperoni at the top, the bottom, and three parts in the middle, you got yourself a lasagna.
If John's cat Garfield would turn up his nose at what you present him, you got yourself a lasagna. Actually, that's the opposite.
If you spell pizza with an L and a G, you got yourself a lasagna.
I'm not going to try one. I'm too scared.
If what you are serving would not be out of place on the Marie Callender's line of frozen dinners.
Jesus Christ.
You got yourself a lasagna. So, but like Buddy's Pizza, it's like square.
If you got a G that's silent in the name of the food, you got yourself a lasagna. There we do. I did one. I feel safe.
I liked it.
It's good. Or champagne.
We had
champagne. Fuck.
Fuck. Oh, crap.
When I worked in the video game industry, there was this Nerd. Guy named... Yeah, all right. Yeah, fine. Yes, you're not wrong. Nerd. When I worked in the video game industry, there was this guy that we started getting emails from who was on... Like, our company had two different teams working on two different projects, and we started getting emails from this guy, and his name was Cliff Lasagna.
Wow. Oh my God.
And everyone was like, Cliff? Who the hell is Cliff Lasagna? We didn't know because he like worked in a totally different building. So like we didn't know who he was. So we started calling this other guy in the office. We nicknamed him Cliff Lasagna. And then Cliff Lasagna got transferred to our team into my office.
Wow.
So I was sharing an office with Cliff Lasagna.
Wow.
And then also with this guy we nicknamed Cliff Lasagna. And then, so it was like such a thing, and like we didn't know, and Cliff Lasagna was a very nice guy. So like we didn't want to be like, hey man, we were making fun of your name.
I mean, sounds like an Italian detective.
It was like a weirdly specifically awkward circumstance.
At a murder scene and there's blood and he puts it in his mouth and he's like, it's actually pasta sauce.
It's pasta sauce. This one's got marinara. Cliff Lasagna.
Wait, so is there a murder? Does anything need to be done?
No, that's not my job. I'm not that kind of detective.
Just tell if something is marinara or not.
You know if it's marinara. Some of this is pesto.
It's not marinara. Is it blood? I don't know. It's gross.
It's like copper. Anyway, I got to go.
Nick.
Yes.
A lot of people have asked, do guests respond to my bad taste in movies? And
Boy.
And let me just say that we don't have to name the specific movies.
We can't.
But let's just say that Sam has responded to some of my film takes.
You just got some bad. You have the worst taste in movies I've ever encountered.
Wow.
Like things that are like, Jess, we've all accepted as being some of the worst movies. You're like, oh, I like it.
we won't say specifics.
We can't say specifics.
Okay. We can't say specifics, but
we work in the industry of course. These things.
Although Mitch
has said specifics in the past.
I'm going to leave it alone.
In the past, I made fun of Disney and Marvel movies, which will be the only movies that are made.
See, there you go. That way, so you've. Like that, like your opinion on this, I'm like simply incorrect. These are factually outstanding movies, objectively.
I will say this.
Yes.
Sam has a take that will rival some of my movie takes, and I agree with him.
Wow. Yeah.
But you want to say your take? It's about, you know what it is.
Is it the
Whopper?
Oh, yeah. I do have a take that.
Wait, but then what was your other one?
Oh, I was pointing to my penis. That's not what. Oh no, I'm canceled. Oh, crap.
You can't get canceled on this show.
No. Oh, good news.
Well, then back to my pee-pee.
No, when we showed up, me and Yusung showed up to his hotel room. Mitch was doing the Charlie Rose. stepped out of the shower. Oh, didn't realize you guys were there.
Yusung got here, I was dressed and I just had to brush my teeth, and I made Yusung do it for me.
So you said you have a hot take. Some hand gestures were exchanged. What is this hot take? If you're willing to disclose it,
I am willing to disclose it. I think the Burger King Whopper is the best burger out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's the best burger out there.
Do you mean in terms of...
And it's not the best fast food restaurant.
Sure.
But the best burger goes to the Whopper.
You mean in the fast food category or like in general?
In the fast food category.
Okay, got it.
In the fast food category.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not outlandish. It's not like a crazy thing to say. That's a reasonable take.
Yeah. No, I think so.
You know, it's a good sandwich.
That's a thing. It's not good. It's the best of the burgers in its category.
I think that there is... I've said this before that there's not enough Whopper appreciation. I think that there needs to be more Whopper appreciation, and so I love this take.
Well, flame broiled patty, a little bit of a toasty bun sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Mayo. People skip the mayo. Mm-hmm. That mayo is clutch. That burger.
And also another thing that they do too, there's some mustard in there too.
There is mustard in there,
and that to me is that's like. I like mustard on my burger. So many places don't do mustard on their burgers. It bums me out. Wendy's does it.
Wendy's does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Whopper quite a bit. I do think that, to your point, I think it gets because Burger King has had some rough years.
Yes.
And they're making a comeback. The last time we revisited Burger King, Mitch, you and I both had a delightful experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And especially that Impossible Whopper. Have you had that one?
I have not.
They knocked it out of the park.
But
it's
first
great.
Time tasting an Impossible Burger, I was like, this tastes like a Burger King Whopper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, this tastes like Burger King. Oh, man. And that alone is what has sold the Impossible Burger.
I wonder if that's why it works so well specifically in the Impossible Whopper, that it is just like so taste-wise, it's very close to that original beef patty.
Yeah.
I haven't had them side by side, but yeah, I can totally buy that. But yeah, the Burger King is like, they're making a little bit of comeback. They're on the upswing.
They're doing all right.
And yeah.
Also, Sam, you have Burger King history.
I do. My dad was a restaurateur. He worked for the Burger King Corporation in the 70s.
Whoa. Wow.
He opened the first Burger King in Harlem.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool as hell.
Wait, so was he a Burger King lifer? Did he work for other companies?
Worked for other companies. He retired right after he did that, moved back to Detroit. But yeah, he was. My dad was like went to Michigan State for hotel and restaurant management and then just got involved in the Burger King Corporation. Worked his way up the ladder there. Burger King. I have a natural affinity for it,
right.
I guess, but that let that not take away from the fact that their burgers are incredible. But I'm saying the Whopper is
the Whopper.
The rest of their menu, you know, try and often fail.
Yeah,
The long chicken sandwich has always been called.
The fries got pretty bad.
Fries got bad. And then I think when he started trying to mess around with, like, these are chicken fries.
Sure. Yeah. I don't like the chicken fries at all.
What are you doing?
I like them all right.
The chicken fries, I feel like, are, to me, they are an abomination. They are something that should not be.
I agree.
I feel like just give me strips or give me nuggets, but giving me fucking, what are chicken fries? They're so weird.
What a fucking lame ass. Give me strips or give me nuggets.
Seven people. Yeah.
That's your
what you say?
That's your give me liberty or give me death.
Exactly.
That's what it'd say before being executed in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, what brave words. I'm sorry, did he say chicken fingers? Oh, no. Kill him. Off with his head. Because, like look, in a fry, you're not going to get the meatiness of like what you could get in a tender.
Mm. Right.
So, like, you're just eating breading.
That's fair.
You know, and like, so, I think, what a waste.
It's a mozzarella stick with chicken meat instead of cheese. It's very strange. But
hey, I get this.
I'll say this.
An ex-girlfriend got me onto them. I like them now. I like the chicken fries. Mm-hmm. Actually,
wait,
you know what?
She's
an ex.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's what I was going to say.
So I no longer like those chicken fries.
There you go.
I will say, in the chicken front, we've said this before, Mitch, you and I agree on this, the long chicken sandwich they offer is a quality chicken sandwich.
I love that chicken sandwich. Yes.
Yeah. Burger King has some things going for it. I'm curious about your family a little bit more. So your dad, like, did he open any other Burger Kings? And have you been to that Burger King that he opened?
You know, I haven't been to that Burger King, and no, but he then opened an Outback in Detroit.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
In Southfield, actually. Southfield is a suburb of Detroit.
Do you have, I assume you have some Outback dining experience. Any favorites?
Oh, yeah. I worked in there.
You worked at Outback?
I worked in Outback for like 2 years. Wow. I worked carry out. I was a host and a server for like a half a minute.
Wow.
Wow.
What are some of your menu favorites?
Those Kookaburra wings were pretty good.
Ooh, people love those wings.
You know, you certainly can't beat Bloomin' Onion.
Oh yeah,
a unique menu choice. Their steaks were great. Mm. Shrimp on the Barbie was terrific. Mm-hmm. They had a great dessert. What was it called? It was like a cinnamon. It was like an ice cream with like cinnamon croutons.
Okay.
And and like nuts. Why can't I think of the name of that dessert?
Sounds good as hell.
Yeah.
It was very good. Problematically good. In high school, I had, I was like, you know, not, I wasn't like a superhero fit, but I was like, you know, I may like the glimmer of a six pack, you know, metabolism. But then I was working for, my dad owned an Outback, so I would have like three steaks a day.
Oh my God.
And then my metabolism was like, all right, what are we trying to do here? Are we preparing for something? Let's just go, all right, let's go into storage mode.
And somehow I had the same, I still had three steaks a day. No one I knew had an Outback.
I'll tell you what else sucked about my dad owning an Outback. Because he owned it, mm-hmm. and because I could like do a lot of jobs there, and I lived at home because I was like 18,
right.
then turning 19, if ever anyone called off of work I had a day off, I had my phone ring and be like, hey, Sam, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go to... No, you're not.
Oh, wow.
You're coming into work.
Damn.
So it's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Fully. And I think everybody kind of knew also who worked there was like, oh, I got one out.
It's Sam. That's... And also that business is crazy.
It's a tough industry to work in.
It's a tough industry and a tough corporation because their franchising things are kind of a bit of a mess. They keep all the profits.
Oh,
you
know?
Oh wow, yeah.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Come after you, Outback.
Does your dad work in restaurant business still?
No. Now he works for Veterans Affairs in Detroit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's a veteran.
Oh, great. It seems like that's the restaurant lifestyle seems just insane.
And it seems insane.
I know people, yeah.
I've never worked in food service, and I always am like so like I admire anyone who does and has in the past, because it's just like so. I've had service jobs, and those are like just like still adding food preparation, and then also like I feel like people are at their least patient and you know most demanding when they're in a restaurant.
Yes,
and that's like you're seeing a lot of humanity at their worst.
You really are,
and you're feeding the and you're doing this like this. Essential job of feeding a country, like all these people like that people treat like shit are making it so that you can eat every day.
You can eat, yeah. Exactly.
It's insane, yeah.
Right.
It really doesn't make sense.
I never like that's why even if I get really bad service, we talk about this. We just try to be nice, and then
yeah, you never know if someone's having a bad day or that it's you know, hey, it's like if one of us ever had a bad improv show.
Never.
Which never happened,
I mean,
yeah.
It could hypothetically happen.
You can turn any bad improv show into a great one. By selling out your scene partner. In the instant. This is tanking.
This guy's an idiot.
No one saved.
I'm the president now. All right.
I'm the president. And you're all stupid.
Crowd cheering.
Crowd's going nuts on their feet. Yeah. I'm going to pull this guy's pants down. Yeah. Look at this.
Pantomime sucking his dick.
It's a different type of show, Nick.
Yeah, man. Wait a minute.
Let's stop pantomiming. But also too, I think a lot of times when I'm also very self-conscious because people have told me I say also too, which I guess is like a regional thing.
It's also like, too, but like both words together.
I say both words together, and then I just said it just now, and I didn't realize I said it, and I was like, "Fuck, I just said it." And so now I'm going to be in my head anytime I say also too. But anyway.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's weird.
It sounds like a new Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Also too.
Also too.
Right.
Also too, Ragnon.
Also too, BB-8. I don't know what else to say.
But
God, episode 9 is going to be bad. Isn't it?
You don't have to be. Don't be so cynical already. Go in with an open mind.
Is this episode 9?
No.
I was like, oh my god.
This is
episode 9 in Doughboys. No, we've amazingly been doing this for hundreds of episodes.
Yes. Oh.
This is maybe our this might be our best episode.
This is the best it's ever gone.
Episode 9 of Star Wars.
Episode 9 of Star Wars.
You're predisposed to dislike these movies, and I think that's part of your problem. You're going in with an attitude of this is going to be bad.
But then but don't you like the prequels?
I do. I have a soft
terrible
spot for
taste.
Oh boy. Sam, I kind of like the prequels too.
I'm going to unplug this microphone and take off.
Your point about prequels is astute, because there's like in the Hobbit movies, which I think, again, I'm fine with the Hobbit movies. They're kind of dumb. They're unnecessary. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a part where, so in The Lord of the Rings, they just have a sword that's called Sting. And in the Hobbit movies, they have the moment where they find out why his sword is named Sting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, well, you just made it less interesting.
Right.
Like, I don't give a shit about this.
I like the Hobbit movies.
I like the Hobbit movies too. I'm saying that beat, those kinds of story beats, those kind of prequel elements of like, we're going to explain the origin. This thing doesn't need
this
an origin.
How this came to be. You don't need, I don't need an origin.
I don't
need to know. Like, if this thing is interesting on its own, part of what's interesting is mystery.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think a more contemporary example is Solo, the movie.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah.
Why his name can just be Han Solo. We don't have to justify why it's called Han Solo.
Exactly. And then with this, also the idea that when we meet Han Solo in New Hope, he is a bad guy.
Right.
A ruffian who only cares about money and this. And then as the journey goes, the end of his journey is that he's actually now a freedom fighter. He's come to learn that community is great.
Yeah.
If you show me that he has been a freedom fighter before and has like learned this thing and he's lost this thing, but then he fought to like save this planet.
Yeah.
Then who is this guy that I saw at the beginning of?
I 100% agree with that.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like you've shown that his beginning, middle, and end take place in episodes 4 through 6.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh no. I agree with the Solo thing.
Wait.
The solo of he is a freedom fighter, and then they're showing that like he becomes, he's a curmudgeon, and then he becomes.
The arc is, yeah. The arc of Han Solo is screwed up. That's specifically because
that's
what of I'm the
saying.
Movie Solo.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, but, oh, okay. All right. Then I'm on board. I thought you were going back on the prequels.
Who's
were
you
bad.
Taking a shot at the prequels again? Yeah.
No, because he's not part of the prequels.
By the way, we got Yusung so upset he left.
Yeah, I know. He left. He vomited outside out of anger. He took a swing at me, but I blocked it like a ninja.
But you know what? We learn all of Watto's story.
Which, thank God.
I think, thank God.
I'm glad we have Watto's full arc.
The Blue Flyer, as our friend Armin refers to him as.
Yeah, he's a Blue Flyer, and also Blue Yoshi is a Blue Flyer.
That's true.
But he's not always only blue.
That's true. Sometimes he's green.
Sometimes he's green, yellow. Red.
Sam, is Sam does not like this. Let's move on from the Blue
no,
Flyer.
No, I love it.
Yusung went down to get the pie, by the way.
Yes. He's got to get that pie. Another thing about your family.
That was a reference to the Birthday Boy's first sketch that Nick just did right there.
I liked it. It's a good sketch. We've got to get that pie.
There was a pie on a windowsill, and then like the group came in.
And
they're like, I mean, you're writing it as you're doing that. I'm like, we've got to get that pie.
We've got to get that pie. Ha, oh, boy, a pie.
And then I was an old lady in the house whose pie it was.
And the whole UCB audience was like, we love these seven virgins.
Was it true at that point? Pretty close.
Another thing, because your dad worked in the chain restaurant industry. Your mom is from Ghana, reading.
Yes.
Ghanaian food. Can we talk about that a little bit? It's something I have no familiarity with.
Oh yeah, let's hit that Ghanaian food.
What are some of your faves?
There's a thing called groundnut soup, okay. Which I love very Ooh. Much. It's like peanut soup, kind of. It's wow. It's really great, and then you eat it with a thing called fufu, which is like a doughy. It's like a dough. That like it's like a sticky dough that is in the soup, and you eat it with your hands. And you know, most Ghanaian foods you eat with your right hand, and it's delicious. It's that there's
you said sticky dough,
yeah.
And I just want to make sure like Weiger's not back in that kitchen, right?
No, oh
Jesus
no,
Jesus Christ,
it could be. Depends on the consistency. If it was that, it'd be impressive, to say the least.
A peanut soup is like, I'm so shocked. America is peanut butter crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so shocked that like a peanut soup doesn't, that's not a thing that's become popular here.
Well, I think it's on its way. African culture is like starting to, people in America are like, wait a minute, Africa's great?
Yeah.
And we're like, we've been telling you this for thousands of years.
There's really like, because I'm thinking in LA in terms of African food, Ethiopian food, there's a little bit of Senegalese food.
Yep.
But there's not like a lot of Ethiopian food.
There's
there
a
is.
Ghanaian there's a amount, restaurant but... out by the airport.
Oh, there is. Okay.
When my mom comes to LA, like we have to get food from there, have to mm-hmm. order it from there, and it's like so far. But then she gets this thing called kenke, which is like a cornmeal kind of cake. Yeah, and she like will, and like usually it's wrapped in like foil or in something, and she'll get like 10 of them and then like put it in her purse because they keep, you know,
right.
And then she'll be like, oh, I gotta keep this kenke, I gotta take it back with me to Detroit. I'm like, you have kenke in Detroit. But like it's that idea of like I need to have this,
right?
Because she won't eat anything else but that. Like it was,
is there a Ghanaian food scene also- in Detroit?
Well, my parents had a Ghanaian restaurant.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Up. I was going to say that, by the way, just to go all the way to LAX for food is like, it's the place no one wants to go.
No one wants to go right. there. My mom's like, can we get this? I'm like, no. But yeah, we do.
Look, sometimes you want rockin' brews. You got to go buy a Southwest, got to get a Wayfair and eat it in Terminal 1.
No, that's only us that does shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't relate.
What, what is the Ghanaian restaurant by LAX? What's it called?
I cannot remember the name of it. But I'll tell you what, even when he called to put in an order, they're like, what? you want to do what? And then you have to get like another person comes to the phone. Is like, what? I'm sorry, is this a prank? I'm like, no, we want your food.
Wow.
You guys are both acting in the same movie, Sam. You've been acting for a while professionally.
Oh, for weeks.
I'm curious.
I've been
about,
acting for a while too.
You both have been acting.
Shut up, Mitch. Sorry.
Well, my IMDb credits aren't good enough for you, Iger.
You're both esteemed actors, but this is a question I've talked with you about at length. I wanted to get Sam's perspective on, as an actor, what is your on-set eats routine?
By the way, my IMDb list, like, people do put in, like Nissan Jukes, like, gotta lose it ad for Funny or Die. And I'm like, don't... Don't put this in.
Yeah,
I know. It's always like a little bit embarrassing, like when like old sketches you do are like in there. I was like, oh, yeah. I did a Burger King sketch. It was a Second City project sketch that was like about when they were like, oh, they got chicken at Burger King, and it was like when Mary J. Blige was like singing that song.
Oh, she's yeah.
Like, and so like it was a sketch with me on it, but it's on my IMDb, and I'm always like.
Let's take this down.
Yes. Let's put the things on it. I'm like,
and then it turns out like it's like one of like a your friends put it up on IMDb. You're like, why do they do this?
Like, internet movie database.
You can't get stuff taken down from there, no matter how. Like it's like a process. It's like difficult. Like you can't even be like, hey, this is my page. I'm this guy. Can you please delete that I directed? Brian McKnight's How Your Pussy Works video for Funny or Die in like 2010.
Nick actually listened to Real One.
I think, it was too specific and too direct.
The Berkeley Boys pie sketch is on there.
Is it really?
Ferguson always puts it back up every time I take it down.
real quick, your on-set eating routine.
Yes. Any and everything.
Any and everything.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't like whatever. Like, there's a snack. I'm like, I'll get that snack. But when we have lunch.
Yes.
And catering, I do what I call land, sea, and sky, where I get the chicken option or whatever it's usually chicken, some sort of chicken, a beef. And a fish, and I call it Lancy and Sky, and I get it every time.
Wow!
Started doing that in Veep.
That's. I mean, that's. I love that. You should taste every.
You have the option there. Taste it.
Yeah. I've been eating everything, and it's been bad.
Yeah.
My character is getting fatter as the movie goes along. It's an issue.
Shooting out of sequence.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like
an accordion.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doughboys. The Doughboys love moms. And hey, if you're looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos.
It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Why? Because you know how I know? I gave one to mommy.
Wow, Mitch. For Mother's Day?
Not for Mother's Day, just because I'm a good son.
Well, you know, for Mother's Day, I may be thinking of getting my mom a little special something they can enjoy every day of the year. From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life who may also be moms. Every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame using the Aura app, add unlimited photos and videos, and invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. Why? Because you know what? I got me and my mom on my Aura frame, and also I got Wally and Irma.
Wow. Mitch, Weiger, Aura all have something in common.
What's that?
We bring joy to moms. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Do it.
Hey, buddy, it's Weiger and the Spoon Man. Hey, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Wags, you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Let me go ahead and grab my detective looking glass. Mm-hmm. I am on the search for gourmet meals. Oh, there they are.
Yes,
Factor wise. Has meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
That's right, Wags. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long.
Look out
for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Wow.
Head to factormeals.com/doughboys50 and use code doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code doughboys50 at factormeals.com/doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did 2 episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low. I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys. Welcome back to Doughboys. We are here with Sam Richardson.
New co-host.
Wow. It'd probably make the show too good. People would stop listening.
Well, here's the thing is, which one of us wants to quit more?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. We kill each other.
The Doughboys curse.
Trying to fight over who gets to quit.
Oh, never mind then.
This week's restaurant is Crystal, which was founded in 1932 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's now currently based in Atlanta. It's interesting. The history is basically the co-founder, Rhody Davenport Jr., went to White Castle and then was like, I just want to do White Castle. He openly ripped off White Castle.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, it basically, where White Castles are and where Crystals are, it's roughly follows the Mason-Dixon line. Like, White Castle is in the north, Crystal is in the south. Before we get into it, because I know you're from the Midwest, Sam, have you eaten at White Castle previously?
I've eaten at White Castle a whole lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
What is your general take on White Castle as a chain?
I think White Castles are great. Like, portions, you feel like you're eating a small amount, but then you get a crave case, and so you've eaten 10 small burgers, which then would equal 4 burgers. You know, but you don't notice it. It's like a perfect amount of greasy, onions and cheese on there, and the buns are like the perfect kind of soft. I'm a big fan of a White Castle burger, and like, even they have those frozen White Castle.
Yes,
I love things. The frozen White Castle burgers.
They're so good.
I think they might be better than White Castle burgers.
I think it might be the wrong White Castle you're going to. You know what I mean?
we talked about this.
Yes, because we went to a White Castle in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Is that where? And that was the only time Mitch and I have ever been. They don't have them in California where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't. Do they have them up in Boston? Do they have White Castles?
No.
So we both grew up in areas where they weren't around, and I've lived in Southern California my whole life, so like I've never I would have to stumble upon one on a road trip, and it just never happened for me. And our White Castle experience was so the I think our White Castle episode's not out yet, by the way.
Oh,
so a little tease. Ooh. Tease there for people. Wait, what's happening?
I think Yusong's trying to get back in the door.
Does he have your key?
Yes.
He's trying to use his own credit card.
It sounds like a mouse scratching at a wall. Yusong, is that you? Yeah, I
can't get in. Yusong just said, "I can't get in" from the other side of the door. I'm gonna go open a door.
Did you just say,
him.
"Yeah, I can't get it in"?
I don't think so. I hope that the microphones are able to pick up that it's kind of defeated. Yeah, I can't get in.
Okay. What happened, Yusong? Just the pie, and then
the guy was okay. Look, here's the pie situation.
The guy
on the map is at the hotel, and we might as well update him on this pie.
Yes,
because we've got to get that pie.
Yeah.
And did my card not work for my room?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh my God! This is like Y2K, Nick. The app is wonky. My electronic card to get into my room isn't working.
It's just 19 years off, but yeah. We all knew it was coming.
Your song's like, what's that?
You mean 2K Sports?
Why 2K?
I was 5 years old.
Oh my!
Oh my goodness!
I can get it.
Congratulations!
It was not an issue. I could get the card in the door. I just wanted to make that clear.
You couldn't. You didn't have the strength to turn the knob. What was it?
It just kept flashing red. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they won't
a likely
be out.
Story.
Invalid card. So we went to the same the four of us in two separate trips went to the same Crystal location, which I think is the Georgia Tech location. At least that's what I'm guessing from all the signage. There's a lot of Georgia Tech gear in there. Also, a lot of Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We were talking about this Halloween.
We
stuff.
Drove up to it, and there was like a decoration that was like a bloody written. Help me.
Yeah.
And then like bloody handprints. Like that, not for a restaurant, you guys.
Yeah.
It was too grim. It was like something out of a Hellraiser.
Yeah. It was pretty grim. And then also and then the sad thing is you walked in and there was a man asleep at the table. Like,
yeah.
And you were just like, oh man, this is like, to see that and then see that is it's bumming me out right off
the
bat.
Yeah, it's a full bum out.
Yeah, it was a full bum out moment.
And there was like a lot of like caution tape but all over the place when you're like, "Well, is it closed?"
Yes.
Yeah.
The caution tape was very confusing. It was like supposed to be like Halloween caution tape that was like spooky, do not cross or whatever. Like it was supposed to be. It was Halloween caution tape. I took a picture of it.
Yeah. Caution, ghouls.
Yes, you know, but like exactly. When you put that, we were saying like when you put that over like near the trash, you're like, can we use the trash?
Right, it's very confusing.
Like in front of the bathroom door,
and they're like, "Oh, the bathroom is broken."
Say, "Oh, I thought it was Halloween tape." Well, I've further destroyed this room.
Oh yeah, that's weird that they put it up after I used the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Send in a spooky janitor.
I will say that I do kind of like the idea though of a Halloween dress up. That's fun.
They went all out.
Yeah,
I mean, they
I appreciate
really
it.
Yeah. But it was the help me thing was a weird
just
first
before,
thing. To see.
I think the points for effort and idea, points deducted for execution.
Yeah, for the grimness of it all.
Like my goodness,
right?
The tables were draped in a jack o' lantern.
Some of them,
yes, some of them were. And Yusong and I actually. We were going to go together with you guys last night, but our flight got substantially delayed, so we had to go this
morning. Your pilot was sick.
Our pilot was sick, left. They had to bring in another pilot. It took like an extra 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, flying in from Chicago after eating that nasty pizza.
If your pilot is flown across the country from Chicago.
If your pilot has a pie let out of his guts, you may have a Chicago lasagna.
He was. Imagine if Sully said he was sick called it a day.
Boy.
Yeah. What was it? Was the pilot drunk?
I think it's possible that he might have been drunk.
Mm. Imagine if Denzel Washington in that movie, was it Flight?
Flight, yeah.
Said he was too drunk to fly the plane. He flew it anyway. Save the day.
He rolled it.
Honestly, if you were on that plane and then there was news and that pilot saved your life and there was news that he was drunk.
Yes.
Wouldn't you just be like, well, I don't care. He saved us.
Yeah, exactly. Where are the thrones of people who are like, hey, he did the thing
that
saved us.
He did the thing that needs to save us.
I think there's kind of like I think there's something of an element in that movie because it's like they're clearly it's the FAA, right? The FAA is trying to get him to say that he was like drunk and blame his the stewardess he was having an affair with, the flight attendant he was having an affair with, that she was the one who was drunk or so. I forget exactly what the logic was. It was weird as hell.
I never saw Flight. I gotta admit. Yeah.
It's good.
It's good, yeah. But the this isn't the Flight podcast.
Not anymore, it ain't. Let's talk about restaurants.
So we had a little bit of an order. Yusung and I had a slight order confusion, which actually altered things. It didn't seem like a big deal, but then it altered what we got significantly because we asked for the number 5 combo and we're given the number 4 combo.
Oh, no.
And we were going to get it rectified, but there was like an issue in the kitchen. What are you doing?
Oh, rectified is just a weird word.
You scowled at it. It's a reasonable word.
All right, fine. It's reasonable.
Because it sounds like rectum?
Yes.
It's a valid word.
All right, fine. It's a valid world. Go on.
World.
It's a valid world. What is the difference between the two combos?
The difference is we wanted the one with the regular burgers and chili fries, but we ended up with the one with the bacon burgers and regular fries.
Mm.
It's not that big of a deal, but it was fine. We would have there was clearly a kitchen mishap. The guy was very apologetic. Our server was great, but then there was like a little bit of like a fight between him and the manager about it, and I felt so bad for being the source of this drama.
That's my dream come true.
Yeah.
She's getting to watch a reality TV show from the counter.
So here's what I'll say about these. Let's start with the burgers.
Mm.
We mentioned mustard earlier. These burgers are very mustardy.
We cut out the mustard part.
We cut the mustard?
Yes, we cut the mustard.
Okay, well, we mentioned mustard earlier in a deleted scene that you'll find in the Doughboys Blu-ray. but this is a very, very mustardy burger. It's a lot of mustard.
A lot of mustard.
I think for that patty that's on there, that kind of gray slime patty,
yes.
Yeah.
I think they kind of pile on the mustard.
I think they do. They're covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the problem I had was with the square slime patty. Was like it looked like sliced ham, but it was gray, like it was waterlogged.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We had two.
Yeah, I think you said that it looked like a piece of ham had been like in a pool for.
Yeah.
and you were correct. That was the thing to me where I was just like, it looks like these patties could just be like cooked longer or something.
It's kind of. The meat is kind of gnarly, and I feel like the beef. For a burger restaurant, the beef is the weak point. But I think that's also an argument some people would make about White Castle.
But no, I disagree.
Oh, interesting.
If you get a good White Castle bite, I don't know how to describe a White Castle burger bite, but like it's the perfect amount of like a spongy kind of meat.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Which the consistency helps it. And this one... You didn't realize you were biting the meat, then you looked at it and you're like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The texture of it is not very good, and just having a bite of that patty in and of itself is pretty unappetizing.
Sam had a moment where he had it in you had the beef in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you were like feeling the beef in your mouth, and you were like, it took me like a moment to realize that this was like the beef, right? Remember when you like opened your.
Yeah, I was like, I can show you on my tongue. And I was able to put it out because I was like trying to identify what this thing was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this might be the patty.
Yeah. Yep. It's not, the patty is not great. But look, sometimes that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be, you know what I mean? These are sliders. Like, it's not like the White Castle frozen cheeseburgers patties are my favorite patty. You know what I mean?
It's the taste, the composition of it. Exactly. Yeah.
So we should just talk through what we each got real quick. We got the bacon cheese crystals combo, which was bacon American cheese, beef patty with diced onions, tangy mustard, and a dill pickle on a little roll size bun. They're just slider size, like White Castles. We also got the three chicks combo, which is a similar sort of thing. It's like a chicken slider, pickle on it, some mayo, and we got with the combos, we got fries and tots.
Yeah.
That's what we got on this. Oh, and we also got some hot dogs, which we'll get to in a second. Mm-hmm. I will say that I think that the burgers were, they're very, very mustardy. There's a lot of stuff on them to cover it up, but I feel like they were not bad. We had, Yusung and I had a very different, I'm realizing, a very different experience because we went for the AM shift and you guys went for the late night shift, right? So like that's a very different scene at Crystal. Right.
Well, there was one thing specifically, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yes.
Do you want me to read what we got?
Yes, what did you guys get?
Just so you know, we went with Jen D'Angelo, who is also working on the movie.
Shout out to Jen.
And here we go. I'm just going to list it all.
Get him with it.
We got the three bacon cheese crystal combo. Came with a medium fry and a medium Coke Zero. That was Sam's. The three chicks combo with medium tots and a Sprite grape slushy. That's what I got. A three double crystal cheese combo. And that came with medium fries and a medium Dr. Pepper for Jen. Three Nashville hot chickens. A pick five, which was two crystal cheeses and two regular crystals and a small fry. An Oreo sundae. Two corn pups. Two chili pups. And two plain pups. We fucking destroyed your order.
You got a lot of stuff.
We went bonkers in that place.
We went nutty.
They had to put caution tape over the oven and fryer, and we were done.
And then they just wrapped it around us like mummies.
Hey, mummies. And put us in a meat sarcophagus.
I'll say this.
Yes.
The first thing that we had were the chicks. We had the Nashville chicks, and then the regular chicks. I loved them.
I think the chicks were damn good.
That Nashville chick was outstanding.
Yeah.
It wasn't super hot. It was called like a hot chicks, but... But it was so good. I was like, make this the whole theme of your restaurant.
I regret not getting it.
It should be a chicken slider place.
The notes I wrote down is very simple, just crispy and hot. And that was such a huge part of it. It's just like, oh, this is just such a great mouthful. It just tasted so fucking good. I would have thought about getting the Nashville hot one because I am something of a heat seeker, but I know Yusung, and I'm not blaming Yusung, but I'm just saying that we were ordering together, and Yusung likes things mild, so we went with the regular chicks. Yusung, did you like those? What were the chicks their highlight? Do you agree with the consensus?
I think that they're much better than the normal crystal burgers.
Yes,
I like those way better. The mustard was something that I couldn't 100% get on board for.
It's a ton of mustard, covered with mustard.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think mustard's not used enough in this deleted scene. We said this, but I
can't wait for you guys to hear this deleted scene. Oh, there's just it's just wall to wall. There's some of my best jokes I've ever told in there. We figure out a couple we broke it on the human genome.
Yeah, we figured out comedy. Look, mustard is a great condiment.
Yeah.
And I like it on those burgers. I honestly, they should have put more mustard on there. It was the patty that was bad. That beef patty was bad.
I feel like there was the correct amount of mustard. Also, I'll say that the bacon was It was fine. It was
the bacon looked good and didn't taste great.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree.
It's kind of that Subway bacon you get at some fast food places. Mm-hmm. The fries I thought were quite good.
The fries were very, I enjoyed those fries. Mm-hmm. They were Wendy's fries. They tasted like
They taste a little bit like I think old school. Like the new ones are like a little too. They got the potato skin on there, but they were really good. And Sam said that we should order some tots.
Yes,
a great call. The tots were great.
Tots were really good.
Really good.
Both potato preparations quite nice.
That was a standout of the meal. Here's the funny thing. Saying I didn't like the beef patty is true, but then also one of my favorite crystals was the double crystal.
The double crystal, which had an air of Big Mac to it.
Yeah,
It tastes like a little bit like a Big Mac.
Yeah, it was maybe because of the proportions. It was like there was a little piece of bread in the middle and it was like soft or whatever, but it was that was the best of the burgers that we got.
Yeah.
But are the condiments on that and the fixins, are they the same?
Yeah, I think it's still similar.
I think so too, but it somehow it just tricked my brain.
The onions, I think that like because they have like the diced onions on there, I think the proportions of it make it a little Big Mac-y.
Yeah.
But that was the best of the burger.
Interesting.
The single crystal with cheese and the regular crystal just wasn't that great. And the bacon one, like we said, like the bacon wasn't great, so it didn't really add anything to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hot dogs there are small and they call them pups. I got Ben's a classic pups. Pup and a corn pup.
And so the picture on the menu. They were like little tiny buns that this little hot dog's going to go into.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When we got ours, it was on just two slices of like regular white bread.
Yes.
And it was just like plopped on there.
What on earth?
Yeah. You guys, Nick sent me, so this morning Nick sent me a picture and said, I got the Mitch. And it was a picture of the tiny hot dog, which he's implying that my dick is small.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
And I just want to say that hot dog is human sized.
Oh. Oh my.
There's plenty of people there. That's normal for a lot of people. But Nick in Nick's picture, they had the bun on there.
They had the bun on there.
We got the bun. We got a proper bun. We'll post the picture with our show photos, but it's a little thing. I could literally hold it in my palm. The entire hot dog.
Yeah.
It's like a little ass hot dog, but we had a proper bun.
That was the promise of the menu, which was a promise deferred.
I think it was. I think this
hold
was
it in
an
your
AM,
hand.
AM PM difference. I think this was. What were you saying?
I said, hold it in your hand. Yeah, you can hold it in your hand.
You can hold most hot dogs in your hand, if I'm being honest. Like, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, you can balance the whole thing on my, like it went from my...
Even still.
Okay, fine. It was a small hot dog.
It was normal size.
It was a slider-sized, the slider equivalent of a
hot
dog.
It was satisfying.
You could hold a turkey leg in the palm of your hand. You had to.
You could balance the entire thing. That's what I was trying to say.
We got it on fucking bread, and then our chili dogs were also on bread.
Also on bread. That's insane.
Yeah.
It was on bread, and there was no cheese. They're chili cheese dogs. They were just chili on there.
That's a point where the kitchen should just say we're out of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
offering them on. Oh, on
and
just
by the
like
way,
Wonder
the
bread.
The hot dogs. To make them look even more like my dick, were shriveled and gray.
Yeah. it was a small amount of low quality meat.
But then I got to say this: absolutely loved the corn dogs.
Corn dogs were great.
I loved them.
Here's what I'll say: my hot dog was not great. I loaded it up with some mustard. The meat was not. You know, the meat was like. 7-Eleven.
Oh,
tier.
So now you're coming back for mustard.
No,
oh, you
still
don't have the mustard issue.
I'm going to say this about the corn, the corn pup, which sounds like how you would say corn pop. The corn pup is mine was overfried, and I thought like I could tell there was a good corn dog there, but I think they left it in the deep fryer too long because mine was way too crispy.
Did you ask for it well done?
No, I asked for regular. I asked for a regular corn pup.
I want to give a shout out to Alexis who walked
Alexis
us through
the
this order and basically we got it 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was not her fault that we got these fucked up pups.
Right.
It was not her fault at all. So But those were a low light of the meal. They
but your corn were, yeah. your corn pup your corn dog was good.
It was fantastic. It was one really of the best good. Things in the meal.
Mm. Yeah,
those and the chicks.
The chicks, and I gotta say, those chicks also what made those chicks so great is that meat was plump. Mm-hmm. It's plump yes. and juicy chicken. Mm-hmm.
Considering how thin the beef patties were, there's a good amount of chicken you're getting on those chicks. On yeah, the sliders.
Maybe the mistake was having the chick. I ate the chicks first.
Mm.
And everything, maybe every other burger couldn't compare to it.
Yeah.
Because right. I had a juicy, delicious chicken sandwich.
That's a great question. If we had had those, if we had some of those Crystal's burgers before the chicks, would we have been nicer to the burgers? Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't think so.
But the chicks, or like maybe we would have just been like, this whole meal sucks. But like, right.
I did eat them in the order and I was like, I'm not sure about the burger. And then when I went to the chicks, I was like, oh, wow.
Okay.
Good. There you go.
All right. Well, there it is.
I'll say, I also got a sweet tea to drink. The sweet tea was super duper sweet. They don't have an unsweetened tea here. I also, it was room temp. They just didn't give me enough ice, which was a bummer. But the Coke Icy I got, they have both slushies and icies, at least at this location. The server, I asked the server what was better. He said, get the icy. So I went with the Coke Icy. It was a good icy, quality icy. How was your Slurpee? Or I'm sorry, your
grape
slushy?
I didn't know it was Sprite related. They just
your
said
Sprite
a grape slushy.
Slushy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It was good. It was very insanely sweet.
Right.
But I liked it. Hey, we noticed this about this place. One of the few restaurants in America left where the soda fountain is behind the counter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't trust those Georgia Tech students.
thing. They'll ask for a water cup and then
and
get
they'll show
Sprite.
Up with a cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Georgia Tech made Playboy's top 10 soda drinkers.
Fourth year in a row. It's impressive.
The Slurpee was great. We also had the sundae, which Jen ordered.
Yes.
Yes.
And I took a bite of it. It was delicious.
She got the Oreo sundae.
Oh, Oreo sundae was great.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to our final thoughts on Crystal. So, Sam, here's how this will work. We'll each go around, give a summation of our takes, a closing argument, if you will, and then finish that off by giving this chain a fork rating from 0 to 5 forks.
That's right.
You are a guest. We will begin with you.
That's terrible. To start with a guess, I don't know what the standard is. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That's how we've done it since episode one, and it is terrible. It's the wrong way to do it. It's completely
went
backwards.
A bunch of pressure. I was like, okay, I'll sit back here and I'll kind of see how you guys do this, and then I'll like plan accordingly. No, just straight up, me, first one in the pool, huh? Okay, I'm a guest in your house.
Do you want me to go first?
No. I'm not going to buck the system.
We're going to do the show wrong like we always have.
Yeah, I guess. Huh. Because I didn't. No, I'm kidding. So sorry. So I
0 to 5 forks.
0 to 5
forks is your score,
and that's I end with that.
Yeah, and you can give 4.5, and then also you can and also by the way, Nick and I greatly respect you for not having listened to the podcast, so don't ever feel bad about.
Yeah, no, I'm a busy man.
And you just give your some of your thoughts, and then you end with your fork score.
Right.
Yeah.
You always hope when you go on a podcast that you haven't listened to that it never comes up.
I don't listen to any podcasts.
I don't. I really don't listen to podcasts.
I don't listen to podcasts.
I'd rather, I respect you more both because of that. I'd rather have this. Because we've had people come on and be like, love the show, it's the best.
And then try to match it.
And then they get, they clearly were just lying to us. Because they get to it and they're like, wait, so is that a forks? Like, it's just like, if you listen to the show once, you get that concept.
They end it and they're like, 7 stars. And we're like, what?
What are you talking about? You
Why
fool.
Why did you lie?
A fist fight on the podcast. You just hear it.
Yeah.
We won't say anyone specifically, but there's like people who email us like, we love the show. Can we come on? We're like, sure. And then they're like, you're like, oh, you never listened to it before.
Yeah. They're like, wait, we have to eat at a restaurant? What? Yeah. That's a whole concept.
That's atrocious behavior.
But anyways, pressure's back on.
Yeah,
time for your review.
So let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah.
So the first thing is a summation of it.
Yeah.
Final thoughts. And the second part is
the fork. Just the
fork. Also, just the two things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh, it's really dumb and easy and stupid.
Yeah, I've made a big deal out of this and exposed myself. My summation, Crystal's, they should make the chicken slider their whole menu.
Far
superior to anything else on the menu. The burgers, a terrible comparison to a White Castle. Mm-hmm. 20% of the original. And the chicken slider, one of the best fast food chicken sandwiches out there.
Wow.
One of. I'm not even putting it in top five, but I'm saying it could be number six.
It's good.
It's good.
Very good.
It makes sense that this place, like, it would make sense that this place existed to me because of that chicken slider.
Sure.
But that is not the reason that this place exists, you know? I feel like. But
I give it 2.5 forks.
Two and a half forks. Okay.
Go ahead, Mitch. Fair review.
Right down the middle.
Look. Harold and Kumar went to White Castle for a reason, it seems. I know that we had a bad experience with it. Harold and Kumar didn't go to Crystals.
It's true.
And there's a reason they didn't go to Crystals.
By the way, I mentioned this when we were doing the White Castle episode. There was a version where they were going to go to Krispy Kreme because they had to get like the chain to sign off on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, Harold and Kumar go to Krispy Kreme. And Krispy Kreme was like, no. But White Castle was like, yeah, sure.
Imagine if Harold and Kumar went to Krispy Kreme instead.
Oh, boy. Totally different reality.
Yeah.
Who would be president?
Yeah.
Definitely not. It's not Trump. It's Cal Penn as president. Yusong's back. Hey, Yusong finally got that pie.
Oh, beginning, middle, and end of the story.
That is the end of the sketch.
Yusong also just dabbed, which was
enlightening.
A lot of fun.
Harold and Kumar did not go to Crystals. Mm-hmm. Just the name Crystals is kind of like, and also like knowing that this is just a ripoff restaurant doesn't make me feel as bad. Here's the deal. I liked Alexis. I actually did like that they tried to have fun in the restaurant. I like a Sliders restaurant because there's not a ton of Sliders restaurants.
Sure.
And I wish there was a Jerry O'Connell themed Sliders restaurant as well.
Just alternate realities. It's like a McDonald's that serves pizza.
Whoa. Levant Derrick's also in that show.
That's a great idea, Weiger. I mean, you couldn't make that restaurant.
No, you couldn't.
I thought the chick sliders were great. And I thought that the corn dog was good. I just think that like their bread and butter, to bring it back to bread and butter. Their bread and butter there is not it's not impressive. It's not those Crystal sliders are not that good. Maybe we had a bad version of them, but you went at a different time and it seemed like they weren't good then either. I want to give it higher just because I liked Alexis. I'm going to go 2.75 forks.
2.754.
That's kind of where it falls.
Two forks, three tines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with the consensus. The chicks were quite a bit better than the regular sliders. I like the fries. I like the tots. We mentioned they had strong potato preparations. A little heavy on the deep fryer with the corn pup. The classic pup was I don't know the meat quality I feel like is it seems worse with a hot dog than with the patty, even though the patty isn't great either. Mm-hmm. But I think they I like the idea. I like that the slider concept again. Like White Castle, I like the idea of like small things like that's fun.
Hmm.
I'm going to
it didn't seem that way when you said you ordered the Mitch.
I like small things.
I hate small things.
I like all the small things. I like the Minions. Those are a hoot.
Blink 182.
Yeah, was that a Blink 182 reference?
It was, yeah. All the small things.
The last.
Stuart and Jerry and Bob and the gang.
The last song Weiger listened to. Weiger doesn't listen to music, by the way.
I listen to music.
Oh, yeah. Prove it.
Do 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 do.
Oh, yeah, okay. Checkpoint pass. Go ahead.
I came into this wondering, is this Crystal going to be more like the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, a disappointment? And I feel like it was kind of in the middle. And so I'm going to be ballpark buds with you guys. We're going to be, do we see ladder climbing, stair step club?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. The climbing the ladder, whatever.
We're climbing the ladder.
It's not our own thing.
I'm going to go all the way up to Three Forks because I feel like the chicken and the fries and the tots were good enough to put it right there. I think it's I think it's a very down the middle fast food place that it just has some deficiencies.
I don't think it's terrible. If I went to Georgia Tech and I was like hungover or something, I'd probably get Crystal.
Yeah, for that,
I would.
From that standpoint, I think it absolutely achieves what it's trying to do.
But I'd show up and I get the chicken sandwich. Also, it's so odd to have to call them crystals. Mm-hmm. They sound like you're some wizard. Yeah. You know, like, I'll have one chicken crystal. A regular crystal, please, in a sack.
Yeah, a sack of crystals is that's very it's very strange.
Is that why that's why Gandalf always had diarrhea?
Exactly. So he's like smoking weed and then going to eat at crystals. Like, oh heavens! He's like the Balrog. Rog is like he wasn't like in danger, but he's like I gotta go like shit my pants. So he fell through the thing, and then he wore a brand new outfit because he shit his clothes. And he's like I'm getting off the white now. He's a white, brand new robes.
After all that, you're going to choose white Gandalf?
He's like, I'm a fool.
Should have gone with Gandalf the Brown.
Hey, you know what I mean?
As, you know when he says, run, you fools, and he falls.
Flee,
yeah.
Flee, fly, you fools. And when you see him falling, if you look close enough, you can see shit shooting out of his
just
ass.
Just like spilling out. And they act like it's lava from the monster. It's not. It's his own doo-doo.
That was our review of Crystal. It's time for a segment. I've got a mystery drink, and Mitch and Sam must guess what it is. It's another edition of the Weiger Challenge.
Wow.
There are three cups here. I'm going to have some of this as well, even though I know what this beverage is.
It's peachy.
Let us know what you are, what you are sensing, what you are seeing. We have some solo cups that Yusong has prepared for
Yusong
us.
Yusong has prepared? Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, Yusong poured these into these solo cups from the Yusong container.
Yusong had to deal with the pie today. He's doing a great job.
He's hanging in there.
This peach wine, I'm 3 years sober.
No, I'm not. Oh man,
I'm not
surprised you with alcoholic beverage.
It's like, oh my god,
dear lord, this is the most. This is peach juice. My guess is
it's
now
quite
peach
peachy.
Juice.
Yeah, it's like peach.
This is it's a clear liquid. We should say clear. It appears to be lightly carbonated.
Well, it could be solo cup colored.
You're giving too many hints. It appears to be lightly carbonated.
I'm just trying to paint a picture. For the people listening who don't have this beverage in front of them.
I said peach juice. Changing that up.
I know. It's a peach soda.
It's a peach soda of some kind. It's just so peachy strong that it almost tastes like pure concentrate peach juice.
Very peachy.
Or something.
I know. Yes. Does Coca-Cola have like a peach?
They do. And we actually had Coca-Cola peach in a recent episode.
I'll give you a hint. It's not this.
It's not this?
It's not this.
I felt because of the Georgia Connect.
This is really tough. I don't know what this is. Man, I don't know what this is.
Well, Mitch, you are a juggernaut when it comes to the Weiger Challenge. You two do tend to win.
I do tend to win the Weiger Challenge, just so you know. Sam's a competitive guy. I think that he is going to...
Detective.
He wants a taste detective.
He's going into Cliff Lasagna mode.
Cliff Lasagna.
This is definitely not marinara.
This ain't marinara. And if it ain't, then I don't know what it is.
It's water, Cliff. Oh. Did you not know? You don't know anything besides marinara?
No. I sure don't.
Does anyone want to care to wager a guess? Mitch, what are you thinking?
I mean, I got to go peach soda. And
peach soda.
I don't know. So I got to try to think of like, shit. I mean, we're probably both thinking peach soda of some kind.
Would you care to get more specific?
Okay, I'm going to say that this is Perrier peach soda.
Perrier peach soda is Mike Mitchell's guess.
You say peach Sprite.
Peach Sprite.
Wow, peach Sprite.
Well, I am going to... Wait, is the can in here? Okay, good. I'm not sure how to judge this. I think this is a draw because you're both right on the peach. But what we have is Red Bull Peach Edition.
Red Bull.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, the peach overpowered any sort of anything else.
Yeah,
this is Red Bull
Peach? This is Red Bull Peach.
Wait, so I was just downing a bunch of energy drink?
Yeah, I probably should have given you a heads up about that.
I'm supposed
Sorry.
To go to bed in 5 minutes. Oh, crap.
Recording at 1 a.m. You're both going to be wired.
Wow.
Yeah, Red Bull Peach. I think it's a tie. I don't think either of you is closer.
I don't think either of us is close enough.
Yeah.
No.
So you both get to share the empty bottle or the empty can, which is the reward for
the
Wagger Challenge.
Empty can, or should I keep it? I gotta say this.
Yeah,
that's one of the tastier Red Bulls I've ever had.
Yeah. It's quite good.
It's good.
I don't. It doesn't taste like a Red Bull.
No, not at all. It's very very sweet. Though.
This is a dangerous. Speaking of Georgia Tech, this is a dangerous. Yeah. College mixed drink, like
oh my god!
This
one, yeah.
If you mix this with peach schnapps, you'll kill someone.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't even think about that.
Oh my god!
This is a dangerous mixer.
Like this and vodka.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's because it's so strong tasting, but it's tasty.
Yeah.
Like it's so overpowering and it's kind of tasty.
We have to warn the people.
We gotta go to Georgia Tech.
Quickly, give me a platform.
Students! Nobody drink the Red Bull Peach.
It'll get you too drunk. It's too much fun.
Kids will leave the classes and streams.
That was the Wagger Challenge. Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open up the feedback. And we have a voicemail today.
Wow.
Yes. Let's go ahead and listen into this.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Mitch. Emma and Yuthong. This is Robert Persinger. I'm currently standing in the middle of Disneyland, and it got me wondering, what are your guys' favorite theme park foods? Thanks, as always, for all the hard work you do on the show, and happy eating. Bye.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Good to hear your voice. We've met Robert before, though, haven't we?
Yeah. That
Robert is a friend of the pod.
Robert's a good
close
dude.
Close friend, clearly.
We've met this close friend before, right?
And he didn't give you a shout out either, so fuck you, Rob.
Yeah, Rob. How dare you? Here comes a headbutt through this microphone.
Sam literally headbutt the microphone.
And it hurt me more than it hurt you.
You know, Wagner, they'll be able to hear the headbutt. They'll hear him putting it into the
microphone. That's
why I did the sound effect. Right. I explained it before I did it.
We could have lied and said that he made that noise himself. He's a sound effects expert.
The new Michael Winslow. It's a helicopter. That's a gun. That's a gun being shot from a helicopter.
I like thinking of Michael Winslow like nervously listening to this episode and sweating.
Like, oh no, I am in trouble.
Alert, alert.
Hey, we got to sell the house.
Sam, are you much of a theme park attendee?
I am indeed.
We talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
What are some of your faves, and what are some of your favorite bites?
Disney World is like an all-time fave.
That, wow.
Islands of Adventures, Universal Studios. I worked at Disney World for a chunk of time.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. I did the college program. I worked in the Animal Kingdom.
Did you ever get to see any large cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
What the
hell? Are we talking like a leopard, or are we talking like
talking about a lion?
A lion!
It was Africa.
A weird-ass question.
I'm fascinated by large cats.
You know, large cats are my favorite things, too. I'm a big fan of a large cat.
I told Weiger this, and he disagreed, and you probably will, too.
Yeah.
I think that if I was near a lion or a large cat,
you'd be friends with it?
I'd be friends with it.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong. There's a video of a woman who did that recently. It was like, oh, I'll communicate with the cat. And they're like, get out of there. The thing is, the large cat looks at the person and is like, this is a trick. If I kill this person, I'm not going to get any more food ever again, right? Like, I've been trained to not do this. But the person's like, ha-ha, see, it loves me.
Yeah.
However, for me, it would work for me because the large cats would love me.
I'm very much a cat. You're also a cat. We didn't get into this. You're a cat guy.
I love my cat Gus.
You got a great cat, Gus.
Oh. He's the best dude. He really is.
What kind of cat is Gus?
He's a calico, right?
Oh yeah. Or is it calico?
I don't know. It's my girlfriend's cat. My girlfriend moved in.
You
so
might
now
be right.
My
I might,
cat.
I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Let me make sure I'm saying this right. I'm going to use the old internet.
I'm a dog dude, but I have respect for cat folk.
First of all, you're not a dog dude. You don't own a dog.
I like dogs. We had a dog as a kid.
You like cats, too.
I also like cats. I'm just saying I'm more of a dog dude.
A dog bit your face.
A dog did bite my face when I was very young. It was traumatic. I didn't like dogs for a while, but I've come back around. I've gotten over my fear of dogs.
But there's so, and they beat out cats. It's insane.
I like our Anna pals. I like them in general. I like the animal friends. I happen to be more of a dog guy.
Cats rule. Dogs have had the spotlight for far too long. Cats rule.
Cats are pretty great. He's not a calico cat.
Okay.
Let me, but I've got no signal.
Mitch, while he's figuring that out, do you have any theme park favorite foods?
Yes. I love Disney World, too. I'm with Sam. I say Disney World's superior to Disneyland. This is a big fight we get in all the time.
Wait, yeah. Who's saying that's not true?
Weiger.
I like Disneyland.
Right. You grew up in California.
I'm a SoCal guy. Like, I'm a lifelong SoCal guy.
Disney World is just literally...
Hands down, they made Disney World because they're like, this isn't good enough.
Yes.
Whoa, boy. I like the land.
Our podcast The Ride friends are going to be upset. There's another podcast The Ride, which is a theme park podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We booked you on that, too, by the
okay.
way.
Okay. Let's go. Let's take a roller coaster there.
Is that cool? It's right after this.
Yeah, no.
It's like 3 hours long.
It's in Mitch's bathroom.
Well, I mean, I had this Red Bull, so I'm up.
My favorite theme park snacks.
Yes.
Pretty easy for me. Because I think there's two, when it comes to Disney, I think there's just two kings. And the Spin Doctor sang.
I thought you were going to say like the prequel to Three Kings.
it's two princes is the Spin Doctor, right?
Yes.
My two favorites are the churro. Just unbeatable. I mean, it's the king.
You mean like a generic, like a churro from anywhere?
A churro from anywhere, but a Disney churro is great.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm gonna go with the Dole Whip or a Dole Whip float.
With you 100% of the Dole Whip. Yusong gave a thumbs up to the Dole Whip.
I was good. I was gonna give you the. I'm all about a churro.
Mm-hmm.
Dole Whip. I'm allergic to pineapple.
Can't have it.
Oh right.
Turkey leg.
Turkey leg is
big fan of a damn turkey leg.
Weiger is a turkey leg skeptic.
Yeah, I don't love the big turkey leg.
You're a damn fool.
Well,
let's get in a fist fight right now.
Oh man,
yeah, I want to die,
Sam. I can't tell you how much I would love that. It would hands down be my favorite Doughboys episode. If you end this episode by
happy
beating
birthday,
the shit,
Mitch,
knock
Sam
him out the
just
window.
Punched at Weiger. Also, I'll tell you what. Because I got the inside scoop, having worked there. Mm-hmm. In the cafeteria of the employee cafeteria, they had the best damn strawberry shortcake I've ever had in my life.
Whoa!
I think about it to this day. That was 20 fucking years ago.
Wow!
Almost 20 years ago, the best strawberry shortcake I've ever had.
Wow!
In the cafeteria of the Animal Kingdom Parks and Resort.
Wow!
At Disney World.
I'm going to Disney. I'm going to Animal Kingdom this year. I'm going to Walt Disney World.
How exciting!
Gonna get on the Avatar. Gonna do the Avatar ride.
I want to go so bad. I haven't been since I worked there. 19 years ago.
Neil Kiley. I haven't been now. I went to Disney World last about 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And my godfather's son says Avatar best ride he's ever been on.
Woo!
Wow, the Avatar ride.
Yeah, Neil Kiley, owner of Fat Cat.
Boy,
best ride he's ever been on.
Hot dog.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
I've got to go.
I got to tell you, now the Dole Whips, there's flavors that aren't pineapple.
Oh, really?
That might not have any pineapple in them. There's orange and raspberry.
It's the might that makes me.
Yeah,
yeah, you get a triple check.
But if you can't, if there's no pineapple in the orange Dole Whip or the raspberry one. Both fantastic.
Ooh, I love a raspberry anything.
And
raspberry, strawberry, anything.
That's what, we got popsicles on the set, courtesy of Chris Pratt.
How fun.
Yesterday,
nice.
And you went with the raspberry lime. And I was going to ask you this, are you a raspberry lime Ricky fan?
What's a Ricky?
It's a Boston drink, but we connected so much on on Boston Coolers, which is
it's a Detroit drink.
A Detroit drink, which it's called a Boston Cooler.
Have you had it before?
I had them all growing up, and they were called Boston Coolers. I thought they were from Boston.
Of course you would.
There's a Boston Edison is a neighborhood. Boston Edison is like a neighborhood in Detroit. That's where I grew up, as a matter of fact, Boston Edison District. It's made, the Boston Cooler is made with Verner's, which is like a ginger ale. It's more like a ginger beer, ginger ale-ish kind of drink, which was, used to be, the factory used to be in Detroit, now it's in Texas. But it's that with vanilla ice cream. So it's like an ice cream float with ginger ale. It's called a Boston Cooler, and it's the best.
My mom would make them for me when I was sick, and I love them more than anything.
And it's the thing, like, because Verner's is like, in Detroit, it's a... like a cure-all kind of, like your stomach, you have a your upset stomach, have some Verner's. You broke your leg, have some Verner's.
pouring Verner's on your broken leg.
Right on that broken leg. And it works.
is this true, Sam? Verner's ginger ale, your favorite drink?
Up there. I also am a big fan of a Faygo, but it may be my favorite drink. I drink a Verner's, a diet Verner's everywhere I go.
What flavor Faygo do you go with?
Red Pop.
Red Pop, okay.
Red Pop.
Is ginger ale your favorite soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of ginger beer, too.
Yeah. Oh, I love a Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule.
Dark and Stormy?
No, the brand of the ginger ale. Bunga. Oh, it's got the kangaroo on it. Bunga Berries. Bunga.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know my
Bunga
ginger
ales. I think is what it's called.
Or ginger beers.
Yeah. But Verner's, I think Verner's is actually my favorite drink. Wow. It is.
Is there any other theme park snacks? Because I was going to say that Mickey pretzel with the cheese dipping sauce is a great one.
It's pretty good. I've had some bad ones. But if you have a good one, it's very, you know, frozen lemonade, I feel like is kind of a catch-all. A lot of times on a hot day, that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I've had the Bengal barbecue in Disneyland. I'm not sure if there's a Disney World equivalent.
It's
that one's
terrific.
Pretty good. Yeah,
it's
that's
really
quite good.
Good.
It's like
really
grilled
good.
Meats.
Uh-huh. It's like grilled meat, like kebabs kind of.
Yeah.
Things. Really goes right across from the Jungle Cruise.
I've gotten a lot of shit for this. Well, first of all, when I go, the first thing I get at Disney when I go usually is a Coke Heavy, a regular Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a churro. I when I'm at Disney World, I'm drinking Coca-Cola all day long.
Oh yeah.
The breaks are off. I'm just going full Coca-Cola.
When I'm in Disney World, I'm enjoying edibles. I used to do these like edible goldfish, and so I would just like, you know, like 10 goldfish is like a full high, so I just like eat a bunch, and I just like very slowly just, you know, microdosing as I go, and everything is magical. It's really good.
That would be me losing my mind at Disney.
Yeah, jeez.
Crying on a small world. I also like, I get a lot of shit for this, but I like Pizza Port.
Pizza Port is good, actually.
It's
like
good.
Pizza
it's
Port.
Like great.
It's better than Chicago.
It's there you have it. Pizza Port pizza, better than Chicago. I love that.
Let us know your theme park favorites. Hashtag grill ride. And if you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844.
So many Chicago people are like, "Jam, you fucked up." Holy Kirk.
Okay.
And to get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden or Platinum Plate Club at patreon.com/doughboys. Sam Richardson, such a treat to have you here. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Do you have anything you would like to plug at this time?
Yeah.
Ghost Draft.
Go see the movie Ghost Draft. It's coming out.
Next year.
Go see, we've got Super Intelligence comes out Christmas of this year.
Ooh, wow.
Follow me on the old Twitter, Sam Richardson. On the Instagram, The Sam Richardson. Mm. And, you know, just you see him in the street, just don't come up to me. I'm very unpleasant in person.
I'll do it for this episode of Doughboys.
He's not.
Until next time.
For a fact.
For the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell. I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya.
Double.
On the next Doughboys Double, the ATL continues as we open up the feed bag. Me and Mitch and the crew answer your questions about Hotlanta, our recent Feast Coast tour, and whatever other weird shit you ask. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
Double.
Sources for this week's intro include
Lakin, or Many Things in a Few Words, Addressed to Those Who Think, by Charles Caleb Colton. Oscar Wilde quotes from Goodreads. Tennessee Encyclopedia, Crystal Company, by Ned L. Irwin. Crystal Dishes Up Nostalgia, by Jason M. Reynolds. Crystal Moving Headquarters to Atlanta, by Ellis Smith. The Crystal Website. Full list of sources available in the show description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.